Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Does America seem weird to you? I get the text from my listeners all the time. It's Satan. Demons. Our society's becoming demonic. Evil. Why is this happening? And I just want to bang my head against a wall. Every day, the signs are there. Things are off the rails. It's increasing. And yesterday, in a little notice news story, Jim Jordan tried to tell us once again why. It won't be covered by the mainstream media at all. Fox just gave it a passing glance. It's the biggest story today, this week, this month. It's this bombshell report on the censorship industrial complex. Jim Jordan spent over a year threatening the entities involved, including Stanford University, the State Department, the Department of Homeland Security, and an obscure government agency started by Donald Trump called CISA. And what he got is a bombshell. The censorship industrial complex is so much more massive than anything I've ever even told you. It wasn't just censoring Hunter's laptop stories, New York Post. It wasn't just COVID censorship. It was massive. It was all pervasive. It included the federal government censoring true information, jokes, opinions. And what's so shocking, it wasn't just a handful of right-wingers who were censored. It was everybody. From Newt Gingrich, who's kind of a mushy moderate, to Senator Tom Tillis, a senator who's allegedly a Republican from North Carolina, but if you look at his voting record, it's hard to tell he's Republican at all. Donald Trump's on the list. So's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Sean Hannity, and Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens, Jack Posobiec, and then a database. And this morning, minor accounts on Twitter, their owners anyway, went to the database and to their shock found they had been censored. They had small reaches. It didn't matter. They came for us all. What does this have to do with why America seems so insane? It's the answer. I've brought this to you time and time and time again. Poll after poll after poll after poll. 62%, 68%, 70%, 75%. Majorities of Democrats disagree with a lot of their rhetoric, even in California. So why does our society succumb to it? Because the 70% has been censored. Oh, I go so nuts trying to get our side to understand as we repeat on a loop. Well, you know, that's Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. He can run it however he wants. Damn it, he did. I was on Facebook. I had 28,000 followers. Up until about halfway through 2020, I was picking up 100 new followers a day. I put up a picture of my dog. It'd get 10,000 hits. Mark Zuckerberg started randomly censoring when all of this censorship complex was put in place by the federal government. Think about it. What were Democrats running around saying for a couple of years? They're going to break up Twitter. They're going to break up Facebook. They didn't, did they? Nope. Why not? That was the threat. The carrot was, hey, we'll make you a god. You're going to censor for us or else. And they did. This is not a capitalistic decision that Zuckerberg made or Dorsey made. And I know that because they didn't do it in the beginning. This was the federal government. And Jim Jordan conclusively proved it. By the way, if you want to see Jordan's string of tweets, it's up on my Twitter feed. Jordan was able to get a hold of a bunch of secret reports by threatening to hold Stanford University in contempt and also the State Department, Department of Homeland Security, and CISA. So those reports are up there. The absolute grotesque range of censorship. Folks, it doesn't just affect our elections, although I would argue we can never win commanding numbers again in this system. It allows the 30% to dictate to the 70%. Take two stories just today. Let's just pick two stories. Number one, Audrey Hale's manifesto. We're seeing things we've never seen before. A girl who thinks she's a boy tells us she killed a bunch of kids because of white privilege. They deserve to die because of white privilege. We know this because we got three pages of her manifesto leaked. She's a classic liberal, hepped up, not with mental illness. You could even tell from what you've got of her manifesto. She wasn't mentally ill. She's coherent. She is given over to rage. She has been brainwashed. Why? There was no pushback. There was no counterpoint online from the 70% of us normals, us rationals, because they censored it. She never saw it. That's why. This censorship isn't just unfair. It's not just about our elections. It is rotting our society from the inside out. Because the sick, twisted, Marxist, liberal talking points of the 30% aren't countered. Front Page Mag puts it perfectly. Audrey Hale epitomizes what the left inculcates into America's children. Bitter hatred and envy, violence, gender confusion, and abysmal ignorance of what everyone used to take for granted is necessary to learn in order to function well in a society. So what does she do? Uses all the key liberal buzzwords, says she can't wait to go kill a bunch of kids in a Christian school. Why? Because their dads have nice cars. Because they have designer khakis. She writes, because they have nice sports backpacks. She killed them because of it. This is classic liberal propaganda. But when Audrey Hale went online, there was never any pushback. Because she was not allowed by the Department of Homeland Security, CISA, all these federal agencies to see it. And I would argue at least five kids may be dead because of it. Popular culture, the 70% has never been censored like this before, which is why we've never seen this before. Elon Musk tried last week to explain this to the American people on Joe Rogan.
The degree to which Twitter was simply an arm of the government was not well understood by the public. And it was whatever the official government, I mean, it was like Pravda, basically. It's a state publication is the way to think of old Twitter. It was a state publication.
And was the justification from their perspective that they are progressive liberals, they have the right intentions, it's important that they stay in power, the progressive liberals stay in government and power, because this is their...
There was basically oppression of any views that would even, I would say, be considered middle of the road. But certainly anything on the right. I'm not talking about like far right. I'm just talking mildly right. The people, like Republicans, were suppressed at 10 times the rate of Democrats.
The censorship at Twitter, the repression of the popular culture in favor of liberal Marxist talking points got so bad, Elon Musk says, from what he's still unraveling of their algorithms, that before he bought Twitter, it was turned into a weapon.
old Twitter was fundamentally controlled by the far left. It was like completely controlled by the far left. And that's why I say, like, you know, like San Francisco, Berkeley is a niche ideology. It's hard to say, like, is there a place that's more far left than San Francisco, Berkeley?
Maybe Portland.
Maybe Portland. But it's like, it's a
right there.
It's yeah, like it's equivalent. Those two places are the most far left places in America. So from their standpoint, everything is to the right, including moderates.
Right, right.
So but now, if you internalize a far left position, everything seems wrong to you that is not far left.
Right.
And so they naturally oppressed anything that didn't agree with their views. That's why I say that it was an accidental far-left information weapon.
I always wondered growing up, reading as much about communism as I did, how the communists during the Chinese Communist Revolution were able to get kids to have their parents killed, turn them into to the security forces, how they were able to weaponize them. Now I know. It's this censorship system. And when you see the extent of it, let me let Cheryl Cassoni, reporter for Fox News, explain to you what created Audrey Hale and an entire generation like her ready for revolution.
True information that was posted by Republicans and conservatives was labeled as misinformation. False information posted by Democrats and liberals, largely unreported and untouched by the censors. And basically, they say that the government formed a group to pressure social media companies, and they worked with Stanford University.
Virtually every social ill you're seeing right now comes out of the censorship system. The fact that Democrats feel like they just leave the border open, why not? No one will ever hear about it. Folks, remember that this has been the most disturbing thing in the last month. Harvard-Harris CAPS poll that came out at the end of October, where Americans were point blank asked, was the Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians justified? So by then, we knew about the beheaded babies, the raped women, the people burned alive, the children killed. And a shocking 49% of people 18 to 24 said it was justified. And a shocking 35% of those 18 to 34 said it was justified. And I did a whole podcast on my horror. That means these people are literally willing to torture and murder the children of those they disagree with. This does not bode well for when they run the country. Where is this coming from? I'm telling you, it's because of this censorship complex. Hamas talking points are rolling through it right now, uncountered. That is the level of weaponization. And I'm sure the polls look just like that leading into the communist revolution when young people turned in their parents. Want to keep going? Okay. How about that elderly Jewish man who died this week for daring to wave a Israeli flag across the street from a pro-Hamas demonstration in the ninth safest city in the country? It was originally reported the incident took place in L.A., but that's not actually correct. It happened in Thousand Oaks, again, ranked the ninth safest city in the United States. He was hit over the head with a megaphone by the Hamas supporter, fell to the ground, and hit his head again. It's now being classified as a homicide. This is the power of their information machine. That wasn't just a Hamas protest. That was a Democrat protest. There wasn't a damn Republican in that bunch. And they got their first kill. There will be other Jews killed on American streets for simply displaying an outward sign that they're Jewish. Meanwhile, George Floyd, $2 billion worth of damage. What do we find out 3 weeks ago? The coroner originally told the prosecutors Floyd wasn't killed by that police officer. The autopsy proved it. They hushed it up, but it was a bombshell when the news of that broke a few weeks ago. Heard anything else about it? Nope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Here's the key point, too, about Jim Jordan's censorship report. The Republicans on it, as I said, Senator Tillis from North Carolina, who is not a conservative, honestly, is barely a Republican, shows you the breadth of the censorship. And the number of elected officials on there who were censored was shocking. For folks who are like, oh, yeah, we're going to have an election, we're going to go out there and campaign. No, we're not. If we're censored at 10 times the rate the Democrats are, we're not having a real election. We're not going to have a debate. They're not even going to hear from our candidates. And yet our side is still acting like, la-di-da, it's going to be normal. We'll make our argument. Oh, look there, the Democrats doing bad in the polls. As if somehow we're going to be allowed to go out and make arguments to counter their economic policy. We're not. Look, folks, here's the good news. If we fix this, if we fix this censorship, everything on every other issue will fix itself. Our culture will fix itself. It's not going to be perfect. It's always going to be smutty, but it won't be what it is now. The rot will halt if the other side is merely allowed to speak. There is no other issue this important. And here's the other good news. Two names. I've told you this many times on this podcast. Two names allowed this censorship. Mitch McConnell, unfortunately, still in place as the GOP's leader in the Senate, who has never even one time on the record ever condemned the censorship of his party. And Kevin McCarthy, who would only speak on it when dragged to in Fox News interviews. But McCarthy's gone. That's half the censorship. Logjam wiped out. And Mitch McConnell, given his health issues, he's not going to be around forever. We have a chance to replace him. We have a chance to fight. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, is far from perfect. But unlike Kevin McCarthy, he's at least a Republican. We hope a conservative, but definitely at least a Republican. This is what the Daily Beast is whining about when they say he's poor. They complain he's poor. He actually owes money. He doesn't have a fat bank account. What they're saying is, oh, no, he's not owned by anybody on the left. Holy cow, he might fight us. How do we fight this? Appropriations bills. We need 12 of them. And then we need to defund these censorship programs. Heck, we should wipe out and defund the entire agency of CISA. Trump never should have launched it. We can kill a lot of this if we understand what's causing it. It's the only way to get back to normal. Want to thank PhD Weight Loss for two things. Sponsoring this podcast and my weight loss. 29 pounds gone, and I've kept it off for 9 months now. Almost 10. In fact, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm gonna totally pig out. I don't eat that way most of the time, but I know that I have the metabolism now to handle it, and I'll be able to bounce right back after treats like that. I have that level of confidence in the system. And once you have that system, you can do anything. And sticking to it has been much easier than any diet I've ever undertaken. In other words, I can enjoy my life and still be healthy at the weight that I want. But it's all about balance, and that's what they teach you. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com and be sure to ask about the PhD Weight Loss at Home program. There's somebody in all 50 states doing it. It works great. So you can do it from wherever you are. myphdweightloss.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.